fascinating world.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Is that the actor? Danny Bonaducci.
He's a lucky fella, I can tell you that.
The former Partridge Family star and current Seattle DJ had a very painful encounter with one of his biggest fans. She bit him.
Yep, that's him, Danny Bonaducci.
The woman bit his face during a meet and greet Friday night at a local casino.
Come on out, Bonaducci. We know you're in the closet.
The little Partridge boy. Doesn't he look exactly like Danny Partridge?
Classy move there by Danny Bonaducci.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Classy move there by Danny Bonaducci.
I believe we have an entrant for our big book of things that have never, ever been said before.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Shave and a haircut. You're a mom. It is 5:50 in the morning, for God's sakes. I am Danny Bonaducci. This is KZOK. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Danny.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Waldo, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great, Danny.
Uh-oh, don't tell me.
He's not here yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's, what is it, 45 minutes after he's supposed to be here? Well, I'm not going to make his day by talking about him. I'm starting to hate him. And he's so cute and adorable, man. I'm going to start hating him. It's a drag. Anyway, I said shave and a haircut. Your mom,
your mom.
I meant shaving a haircut, two bits. Do you even know that expression? You might be way too young for that expression.
I've heard it before, but I don't know where did it
come from. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what it was, but there is a... I was thinking my beard is out of control, silly, and it was difficult to shave. I mean, I could certainly do it, but I wanted a cut from a straight razor from somebody who knows how to use it. So we looked it up, found one right at the bottom of our hill, to be honest with you, and it says... haircut with a buzz thing or something, $12, whatever, it's $1 to $25, and that was a haircut with a shave. So I go down there, I'm very excited about it, I make an appointment, it says make an appointment.
Okay.
I walk in, she's finishing up another customer, and his mask is still on, and I'm thinking, is this lady tell you, you know, you're in confined here, you can take your mask off. He doesn't do it, and he leaves. I go and I sit down, and she says, what do you want? And I said, oh, I would like a haircut and a shave with a straight razor. And she says, no, I can't. And I said, why? And she said, because you're wearing a mask. And how am I supposed to do that? And I said, well, I can take the mask off. And I said, no, I want to shave. What, how do we rectify this? And she said, nope, I can't do it for now. And I take a picture of her, almost like her menu of things she does and how much it costs and everything. So I got really upset by that. So I just, she's sheer in the back of my head. And this is going to make me such a jerk, but that has happened before. She's buzzing on my face or not by my mask or whatever. And I just grabbed the buzzer and I just put a huge streak of hairlessness on my face.
Oh.
And I said, can you fix this for me? And she didn't get the joke. She didn't get what just happened. She doesn't say, how can you grab a razor out of my head? Nothing. She just goes, oh, no, I can't do that. You have to wear your mask. And I really came out of there. The only time I've had a straight razor cut was, I don't even know how I knew it because they're expensive and I didn't have any money. I'm living on a boat. And I guess somebody gives it to me. And this is the most awesome thing in the world. I'm going to shave like a pirate with a straight razor on a boat in the marina. It's going to be awesome. So I lather on up and I start with the neck. And I just cut myself immediately.
Oh.
And here's the thing. I stood by it and I cut myself about four or five more times before I gave in. So here's the story and the lesson to take from this, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. And that is, don't use a straight razor on a boat. It's lunacy.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock from Lower Queen Anne for 10 years running. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcast all in one. 102.5 KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
Well, it's Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day. And I can't believe you got me to do that.
Well, the good news is we're going to get things going with a laugh. Jelly Bean's joke of the week is in under 20 minutes.
Very cool.
News This Morning is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Well, President Biden is today expected to announce tighter COVID restrictions for people flying into the United States, including requiring a negative COVID test just one day before travel.
Oh, wow.
So presently... and you know, Danny, I've left the country, which I think is crazy, but so far I've left the country.
To Africa.
Yeah.
No less.
Over the summer, we went to Africa, and last week we went to Germany, and they don't let you back into the United States without a negative COVID test.
So did you do that?
You have to, or they literally will not let you board a flight.
Right, but I'm just asking, you had your other documentation that you've had your vaccine. So when do you get this test?
So presently, it is 72 hours. Today, it is expected that Joe Biden is going to tighten that window to one day prior to travel. So, Danny, if you go to Mexico and you are trying to come back into the United States on Saturday, Friday, you have to have a negative COVID test to get on an airplane to return to the United States.
And do I do that in Mexico?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So say you go to Mexico today and you want to come back on Saturday to get on that flight. They will not let you on that flight to the United States without showing a negative COVID test within 24 hours.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I get it. You know, it makes sense. They're trying to keep out this variant. They said, according to the U.S. Surgeon General, they said they know that this won't permanently keep out the variant, but it will buy time to vaccinate more people and learn more about the variant.
All right. The world is upside down, but we better play along.
Yeah. So we will, you know, keep you posted. Biden is expected to put this forward probably at like 11 o'clock today.
All right.
I promised you some good news, Daniel.
Yeah, I love some good news.
All right. The good news in the news is the Space Needle Fireworks is returning.
No way.
Yes. The annual event, the fireworks show at the Space Needle, will be returning.
Cannot wait.
So remember, they canceled it last year because of COVID.
Right.
And then
they canceled it because of wind.
The year before that was canceled for wind.
Okay.
And now this year they say it is back, baby.
I will not count my chickens before they fly. That's not right. But I want to see it because it was weird. It's one of my favorite things. I look out at the Space Needle every day and love it. Mm-hmm. But I just thought... it was some kind of excuse not to do it because they thought it was bad for the environment or some such thing. But I can't wait till it comes back. I'll be very happy.
Yeah, so high winds canceled it in 2019. The pandemic canceled it. Last year it was virtual, and they said this year specifics are still pending, but it will be in person. There's going to be live music, a DJ, and then guess what happens at midnight?
What happens?
The fireworks!
So cool. I'll give you a hint. Have you been over to my house?
Yeah, I dropped off a couple things from your house. I've seen your view. It's spectacular.
Spectacular, yeah. If you'd have said no, I'd have said, let's make you a big fancy dinner. But now you wrecked it.
Danny, I've never been to your house.
Too late now. But it just gives me great hope, but I'm not positive. I mean, look out the window today. I don't know what things you can see to indicate how windy it is, but it's crazy out.
Well, and so, yeah, of course, that's the concern, that what if it's a super windy day like today, then it's not going to happen.
Right. Aww.
All right. Well, that's the good news.
Yeah. That is very good news, by the way.
Yeah. I figured that would make your day, Danny.
It does.
Well, this story is a bit unexpected. If you took part yesterday, it was Giving Tuesday.
Right.
And that means people donate money, and it's all about, you know, organizations and donating money. And they said they took a look at the biggest U.S. cities and who donates the most. Who is philanthropic?
Oh, I'm curious.
Well, we are not number one.
No.
We're number two.
Oh, that's a lot, because again, this came up yesterday. We're not the second biggest city in the United States. Mm-mm. So the fact that we came in second means we did, you know, we gave some money to people who needed it.
So they took a look at this whole, breakdown, all of this philanthropic efforts. And they said that at number one, you're never going to guess at number one. You want to try?
Sure. Colorado.
No, the city is Minneapolis.
Well, you know, I don't think that's that much of a surprise. Minneapolis has changed greatly in the last, I don't know how long I've had my eye on it that long, but I watched Andrew Zimmern, and he's from there and does, mm-hmm. you know, special things there. And the city is gorgeous. Now, I don't want to go to any place where you have to walk underground to not freeze to death,
yeah.
but it still looks like it's come a long way.
All right, so number one, Minneapolis. Number two, Seattle. Portland at number three.
Wow.
New York at number four, which is funny because they always say all the rich people live there.
Yeah, they do.
Baltimore at number five. D.C., St. Paul, the twin city of Minneapolis.
Yeah, the twin cities.
And this is also surprising. At number nine, Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, I would, well, obviously, I would not have thought that. Nope. One of my favorite cities in the world. So beautiful and so much to do. They've got this island, I can't remember the name of it, that has a farmer's market in it. It's just a great looking place.
Vancouver, Washington.
Oh. I always get those confused.
Not BC, which is absolutely surprising.
Yeah.
All right. Also surprising. Yesterday, we are finding out that El Chapo's wife was sentenced to prison.
No way.
She was sentenced to prison for her role in that whole, you know, drug empire thing that he had going on.
Yeah, that thing.
So do you remember her? She is like very attractive.
Yeah. And when you have $1 billion, you get more handsome.
Yeah, I'm going to guess you're right. So she was sentenced to 3 years in prison and 4 years of supervised release, along with the forfeiture of $1.5 million, which is connected to the drug trafficking.
Sure.
So
I feel a little trepidation about this. If you remember, and I don't know how far El Chapo got into this, but the Reyes brothers afterwards did, chopped off heads, hanging from bridges. He's going to get mad that they're putting his wife in jail, isn't he?
I would imagine so.
Isn't he going to do something stupid and terrible?
How can he? You think people are still paying attention to him when he's behind bars?
He's got $1 billion buried somewhere in a jungle. Whatever it is, it's not good business to not pay attention to El Chapo if you're, you know, anyone in there. I think, you know, a lot of people, Al Capone and others, rule their empire from jail. A lot of them do it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she accepted full responsibility and begged the judge to consider her 9-year-old twins, who were already growing up with just one parent.
Right.
Now they're growing up with no parent.
Oh, that's terrible. They just put the kids in jail with her. No, I'm not entirely kidding. I think it's Peru that does that. They'll let you have your baby in jail. I think there's several places, and there's several places where you can have your baby in jail and then you don't get it back.
Right.
But in some of the South American countries, you could just have your kids and have them stay with you until a certain age.
So it would be like when you go to work and there's a daycare in the building, except you're behind bars.
Yeah. Well, you're in prison. But aside from that, it's like daycare. But you know what? You're kind of right.
Well, this year, dogs may be filling the park with names you're not necessarily used to.
All right.
Like Grogu, Brittany, and Zoom.
You're kidding. They're going to name their dog Zoom?
Those are the big names that people have started to name their puppies.
Are they going to mush the dog's face so you can't make sense of it like other Zooms?
All right, so this is also the name that was on the rise, is according to a study from Rover.com.
Right.
Fauci.
Oh, Dr. Fauci dog. I like it.
Yeah, Fauci, that name rose 270% among dogs.
270%?
Yep. Zoom, Siri, Google, and they said this is a trend that's going on with a sort of a reminder of, like, you adopted the dog and what's going on in society when you adopted your dog. On the sports level, one of the biggest dog names, DK, inspired by Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that guy's scary.
He's a big fella.
He's a big fella, lots of piercings, like a white mohawk. And he just looks like, don't say anything wrong to that guy.
Mm-mm.
And I haven't.
Gronk, also a popular name.
Cute.
As far as the music world, they said Britney Spears, so naming your kid, your puppy Britney was
big.
Yeah,
I hate people that give their kids stupid names.
They say the names on the decline for puppies, Ellen, Kanye, and Taylor, for Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love Taylor Swift. I love Ellen, to be honest with you.
So I guess the... it's controversy, right? So it's Ellen had a little bit of controversy, which is why the dog's name is on the decline.
Right.
All right, let's talk about sperm.
Sperm, baby. No,
whales.
Oh, sperm whales.
Yes. Sperm whales are not exactly common, but the vulnerable species was just spotted. So you might remember, let me rephrase what I say. You might remember they were almost extinct from the 1800s.
Yep.
Up until the 1980s, they were hunted for their for fuel, for the stuff that's inside their heads.
Right.
And then they use that as fuel and waxy stuff.
Oh, I thought it was the fat around their body.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
No. So inside their heads is an oily substance, and it looks like spermatozoa, spermaceti, which is why they're called sperm whales.
I had spermaceti recently.
That's
a spermageddon.
The spermaceti is what gives them the name. And so they would hunt them back in the 1800s, all through the 1900s. They'd hunt them, they smash their heads, and they get that oil. Well, what's happened now is Moby Dick.
Moby Dick?
They have spotted, and there is video to prove it, KZOK.com. They have spotted Moby Dick. Nobody got their leg bitten off. No whales were hunted. It's a white whale.
And that's extraordinary?
extremely rare to find a sperm whale, even more.
Is it like that purple lobster that's worth $18 million?
Yes.
Well, somebody catch it.
Oh, what do you want to catch it for? You can't
keep it. $18 million?
They was spotted off the coast of Jamaica, and it was, they say they're not actually albinos, but they are not, they don't have any melanin, which is similar to being albino. So it's a literal white whale.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about the, I was thinking about this second, but I've thought about it before. You know, I like to sail, I like to fill my sails with wind and all that stuff. And if there's a good wind, I go five. Now, you're talking about a three-masted ship where they only their sails only face forward. How do they get to a whale that can go 30? How do they do that? I mean, I know once they see them, they go out and row boats and harpoon a thing. Wouldn't the other whales that are watching that go, well, that's a terrible idea. Stay away from those whales, from that boat. But they don't, and they almost went extinct.
Yeah.
Duh. I realized I didn't finish my word there.
Well, a Houston man is now going to prison. Why, you ask?
Why, I ask.
He used COVID-19 funds to buy himself a Lamborghini.
I'm pretty sure you can't do that.
You'd be correct, sir. He was charged
with... Is that what Lamborghini sounds like?
It is.
Like, if Mario drives a Lamborghini, it sounds like that.
So if you go like... Vroom, vroom, in a Lamborghini, it sounds like this.
Okay.
All right, so this guy has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and money laundering. He got $1.6 million from a fund set up to help businesses during COVID with COVID relief. He's like, wow, I've got all this money. I'm buying a Lamborghini.
You didn't think people would notice?
Yeah, well, you're right. They did.
Hmm.
And they said the statement from the lawyers were, well, I hope other people learn there is no easy money.
You know, in the movie Goodfellas, which is based on a real crime, the Lufthansa biggest money heist in history. But, you know, the thing is, the head guy says, okay, here's the money. Don't buy anything conspicuous. And they all show up in fur coats. And with, you know, that's not the way to go on these things. Keep your head low.
All right, there is a Turkish man who was just verified by the Guinness World Records as having the longest nose.
Well, that is not where I thought you were going, Cyrano de Bergerac.
It looks like something fake made for a movie. It is shockingly big, and that's when you say, how big is it?
Oh, sorry, how big is it?
3.46 inches from bridge to tip.
Wow, that is really a big nose.
So now I'm trying to measure my nose and see. Oh, yeah, that's a big nose.
Inch and a half for me, I think. Oh, no, from the bridge?
Bridge down.
Yeah, no, still not a big schnoz.
Well, he says he spent his whole life being mocked for his nose. His kids used to call him Big Nose. He said it used to upset me. But now he's in the Guinness World Record books, and he says he has a superior sense of smell.
Do you believe him?
Absolutely.
I believe him too, not because I know a lot about that, but I know human ears that are bigger hear things better. Cats with their ears hear better. But I thought maybe he was making that up.
Now, they believe that the longest nose ever was 7.5 inches long.
No way.
And that was a circus performer who lived in England in the 1700s.
Yeah, that's Humpty Dumpty or whatever his name was. Or is doing the Humpty dance.
Oh, what was his name?
Humpty.
That's it.
I think that is it, actually.
It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida story of the day.
Yay.
All right, in Florida, it's probably not all that crazy to think of finding like dead animals. They've got a lot of things over there that could kill you, like the pythons and the alligators. Well, they found a beheaded alligator. Okay, so an alligator with no head.
Yeah.
Next to that, they found a horse head with no
What's
horse.
What's happening here?
With no horse body.
Did the gator do it?
Well, the alligator had no head, so right. I don't know how he would have beheaded a horse.
Well, it could have come later. He could have beheaded the horse, and then somebody came up and killed it.
Maybe, but then where's the alligator head?
So the head wasn't there. It was decapitated, and they took the evidence.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So was it like Dr. Moreau, and he was trying to make a ala horse?
Okay. You didn't wreck it because that was such a great reference. Anything you say for the next 30 seconds is safe.
They have no idea why this happened. No clues.
That is wild.
Oh, Florida.
Hey, not to go backwards, But can I see that picture somewhere, the nose? Is it KZOK?
KZOK.com.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, Florida.
News is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Up next, are you ready for a laugh?
Yeah.
I hope so. It's going to be a great way to start your day. It's Jelly Bean's Joke of the Week.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
I listen every morning and I get such a kick.
And the home of classic rock.
First thing in the morning.
I think it's super funny. Love it.
102.5 KZOK. And now, Jelly Bean's Joke of the Week.
Hey there, Uncle Dooch Man.
Hey there, Jelly Bean.
Are you ready for my joke?
Your jokes are my favorite part of the show.
Why do spicy hot peppers make the best archers?
I don't know. Why do spicy peppers make the best archers?
Because they have an arrow. That joke was hot.
That was hot. Now you know what I say at this point. Go to school, young lady.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Well, if you missed it, I was telling you guys earlier, we have a big concert announcement coming up at 7.
All right.
All right, well, Motley Crue have joined the ranks of many selling their music catalog. Wow. Catalog to BMG in a deal that is rumored to be $150 million.
Okay, that's a lot of money. I remember when $150 million used to be a lot of money, but it looks like it's back.
Motley Crue, they said the deal spans every studio album from their full 40-year career. How did that happen?
Yeah. I remember they were the house band at a club I used to go to in Los Angeles when I was not a kid, but like 17.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, why not? Everyone seems to be doing it, so.
Yeah, usually they're a little older than these guys. Like, Bob Dylan's, what, 100 and a quarter? But these guys are still relatively young to be selling all their music.
40 years?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean young, like their physical
Their actual
ages.
Physical age. They're around my age. You know, Bob Dylan, who sold his, is in the hundreds. But it seems like people have been around a little longer than these guys or physically are older than these guys.
All right, well, there's a big concert announcement coming at 7, but another big concert was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
And that would be the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I like them. Who doesn't like them?
Exactly. Big venue, T-Mobile Park.
Okay, that is a big venue.
And they'll have no problem selling that out. August.
No, no problem at all.
August 13th.
Oh, my birthday.
Oh, it is your birthday.
It is. You know what I got on my birthday?
The Foo Fighters.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
remember a couple birthdays ago? It was Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
Okay, now it's the Foo Fighters. Okay. I'm like a god.
Let me start over. The Foo Fighters decided to play Danny Bonaducci's birthday party.
You know, it would have had more to it if you could have said it correctly, but I get what you were trying to do.
August 13th, T-Mobile Park, Foo Fighters here in Seattle. Now, there is a pre-sale happening now that's going on through City Entertainment. And they said they were going to have some special guests opening up for them. We just don't know who that is yet.
Yeah, but people will flock and come just to help. I mean, big bands will go, oh, they want to fool around with us. We love the Foo Fighters. I think they'll have whoever they want.
Exactly. Also, we have a chance for you to win tickets to the Foo Fighters. If you can tell us, where has Sarah's Beaver been on Friday at 7:20?
Okay, cool.
Nice prize. Well, Dave Grohl and Greg Kirsten have taken another step into their musical interests. So they have been doing this Hanukkah sessions.
Right.
And every day they release a new song.
And we looked it up and Grohl is not Jewish, right?
He is not Jewish. He is paying homage to those who are.
Right. That's beautiful.
And there are some members of the Foo Fighters who are. But this
I was just going to look that up.
Him and his partner, Greg Kirsten, who is a legendary producer. And today, I'm not even going to tell you what song it is. We're just going to hit it right now and you can hear.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down. She was merengue.
He's dancing. He is fully embracing it. He is Barry Manilow.
Oh my goodness gracious. That is just great. I can't wait to see it because it sounds fabulous.
Yep, KZOK.com is where you can check it out. And he is just giving his all with these videos. He's playing the drums. He's playing the bongos. He's dancing and singing. He's just loving life.
It's
you know, this is my dream to to sing songs like this on the stage in Vegas.
You know, I've heard you sing, and I think that's a real possibility.
Don't fall in love. But I'm going to do like Metallica songs, but all with that cheesy Vegas tilt.
I think you should knock on somebody's door.
How funny is Dave Grohl?
You know what? He doesn't stop. I mean, when is it going to just, he's going to go and take a breath and stop with all his greatness for 6 months or so?
Well, KZOK.com, you can watch the whole video. It's pretty spectacular. All right, Nicolas Cage. There have been rumors that Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't seem to age.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage, however, is about to sink his teeth into the role of Dracula.
Really? That's weird.
Oscar-winning actor Nicolas Cage, at age 57, is going to be Dracula in a new project called Renfield. This will also star Nicholas Holt, who is an accomplished actor. He will be playing Renfield, and then Nicolas Cage is another vampire.
Okay, I can't wait, because he's so big and over the top. He won an Oscar, I think it was for Moonlight, and he's just so over the top in it. And they said, yeah, there's nobody else like you. Here's your Academy Award. And there's never been anybody else. I watched Con Air yesterday. Silly little movie, but he's great.
Yeah, Moonstruck and then Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. He has two of them?
I believe so. Or maybe he was just nominated for Moonstruck.
I thought he won for me. Whatever it is, he's a great actor. He's a legend in craziness.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports
brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA.
1-800-DUI-OA.
Well, the red-hot Seattle Kraken will be back on the ice playing the Detroit Red Wings at 4:30 today. Go Kraken.
Go Kraken. I made an appointment today with, I think it is Alaska Tattoos, to get the Kraken tattoo. The Kraken tattoo.
Seriously?
On my lower back. Not like a tramp stamp. It'll be, you know, I've got a huge back piece. It's huge. And it will meld into that.
Alaska Street Tattoo Parlor in West Seattle. Nice, Danny.
Yeah. Look at me go.
You've been talking about it, and I just wasn't sure if you were gonna go through with it, because it kind of hurt.
You know, it does hurt. You know, and I had this giant back piece of Seattle nightscape, and I sat for like 4 hours, and then I sat for 4 hours again, and now when the subject comes up of getting tattoos, because my wife digs them, it's like, oh God, that hurts so much, but it really doesn't. It's the mid-range hurt. But with the noise of a tattoo gun, makes it pretty gnarly.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, good. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait to show you.
Well, there was a Las Vegas Golden Knights game. They were playing the Edmonton Oilers, and two fans got into an altercation. And one of the fans getting into this altercation reacted like a very civilized woman by pulling off her prosthetic leg and beating a man with it.
Well, you know what? It's not the right thing to do, but it's funny every time.
A little unexpected. All right, I think this might be my favorite sports story of the week.
Okay.
Of the month, although today is December. It might be my favorite sports story of the year.
Wow.
A Michigan high school basketball team. They got a wrong number mistake that led to a very unexpected video chat session. So this is, again, a high school basketball player. His name is Vinny. He's a player at this basketball team in high school. And he was in charge of adding people to a group text of kids on the team.
Right.
He got one digit wrong. So he got a response. This is to the group. Okay. So a group of people all on this one text.
Yeah.
And the person writes back, y'all meant to add me to this? Do you know who I am? And they're like, yeah, you're Joey. And they're like, no. And he sends a picture of himself. It is a player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know what happens, but it's fun right there that they had this conversation.
Yeah. So he sends them a selfie, and these kids on the basketball team are like, oh, is this a basketball? That's the football player. And next thing you know, he decides to video call them. Leonard Fournette walks into the screen and says, hey, Rob Gronkowski, Richard Sherman, Mike Evans, they're all there in the locker room talking to these high school kids. And then they said, okay, we love you guys, but where's the GOAT? Tom Brady walks into the video conference and says hi to all the kids.
Oh, man. I don't think he comes across as a guy with a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
But his Subway commercials are pretty funny, and he takes a shot at himself. So maybe he's got a better sense of humor than I thought.
Yeah. So the basketball team said they're really grateful for this kind gesture. You know, they didn't have to do that. They could have just said wrong number or ignored it, but totally made these kids week, made their year.
Yeah, there are certain celebrities and sports guys and girls that you just go, that was the coolest thing that you could do ever.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OWA. We are 30 minutes away from Danny Bonaducci, life coach, and 10 minutes away from a major concert announcement on KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
All right, so we are 7 minutes away from a big, big concert announcement.
Can't wait.
Yep, and we've got a lot happening on the show this morning. I want to remind you guys that at 7:30, Rick Jones will be here. Rick Jones!
Rick Jones, I got to tell you, this sounds weird, like something your parents would say to you, eat your carrots or you'll go blind or whatever the hell it is. Calling Rick Jones can change your life. One bad decision at this very important time is a gigantic mistake, and all you have to do is, Rick Jones says, hey, call 1-800-252-1025. It'll change your life.
That's right. So 7:30, Rick Jones will be doling out free legal advice, and you are minutes away from a major concert announcement.